views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is August the 28th, 2017. I made a mistake on our in BTR community. Today's date, we don't want to delete it. Today's date is the 28th, 2017. And have a great show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening and looking forward to giving a good show to you all today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star star. And once you do that, we will see you inside of the queue. I am on the board, so I will be able to see you and definitely will bring you up with your question or comment. Looking forward to talking to you all. But before we do that, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. So you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you do that, you'll see on the homepage how you can donate some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air. Also, you can support the network by being a member of the BTR community for only $24 a year. The membership is so that you can engage yearly in the social media network and platform that's put together for a more holistic experience for you all, where you won't be as adversely affected, or you won't, your identity won't be sold to any bidder. You could do that by going to BTR Community. That's btrcommunity.com, and you can find that also on Black Talk Radio Network's homepage. Just look for the capital B with the black background, and you can pull it up and become a member for only $24 a year. And that's important because you can engage in all of your social media, promote yourself, promote your business, promote some events that you have that you see that are worthy. Centralize our efforts to be able to do things, and we're going to be talking about that today, definitely. So BTR Community will support the network, and we need to really grow this so that all of the programs that you have been benefiting from will continue to be here in the future. So BTR Community, $24 a year, you can't beat that. And you don't have to worry about the Fed book and everything else that's there. So do that, please. www.btrcommunity.com, or you can find it on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. We know that there are difficult financial times that we are all in, and everyone is doing, you know, different things. I will be contributing more because I need to contribute more. Those of you, if you could, definitely. And basically, if we should. If we can turn it on every day and be a part of it every day, we should, you know. And I know a lot of you do, but some don't. So please do that, because that's what actually ensures that the times that you do turn it on, that it has a show that is there. So if you would, please support BTR community, support Black Talk Radio Network. Be a part and engage in it. Very, very important. We're going to need each other. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, before we do that, Scotty and I actually did the raffle today. Had a great time doing that raffle with my man Scotty. And my man Hunter, Horace Hunter, won the Rwandan silver coin, the 2017 Rwandan silver coin. And I talked to Hunter right after that. He was surprised. So my man Hunter, if you get a chance, call in real quick. And Hunter was the winner. And Hunter actually won the American Silver Eagle earlier this year for the for our cryptocurrency that we did, and he was the winner there. So Hunter, as Scotty said, man, we got to find out his secret. And so yeah, he won. And so greatly appreciate everyone that supported, all the 48 donors that were there. Had a good time with Scotty and doing the raffle. So we will get that out to Hunter. And just want to say thank you all for participating in that. All right. So, hey, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And check out what's in inventory there. Then you should email info@prosperitymint.com. Send an email saying you would like to acquire something that you saw there, or so that someone can get back to you and explain the overall buying practice and procedures and give you some very, very critical information that is to your benefit. And so make sure you do that. So those of you that continue to support Prosperity Mint and exchange and do that, greatly appreciate you all. Looking forward to doing so much. Busy, busy times coming up, okay? Now, also, everyone, please continue to support as well, my man. Oh. Okay, got you. Go ahead, Scotty, I got you. Everyone, please to continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Michael Emmanuel has a GoFundMe campaign that we posted in BTR community, and it's GoFundMe.com. Whoops, let me know. I don't want to mess it up. I know it, but I don't want to mess it up. Let me look.
Hey, Dave, right quick before I run to take care of something. I posted Michael Emmanuel's GoFundMe widget to the front page of blacktalkradionetwork.com, so that'll be an easy way for people to find it. Thank you.
There it is. The widget is right there. Michael Emmanuel's, the GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P/3500. So check out that, please. And give what you can to young Michael Emmanuel, who had germ cell cancer and is recovering, and we want his body to have all of the proper nutrients so that it can stay in remission and detoxify the body from the chemo and from everything else, okay? And if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, very easily, if you have a Bitcoin or if you don't have a Bitcoin and you would like to actually have something and trade that Bitcoin for you, it's been trading for me. I'm almost up on my, in 10 days, I'll have my first 3 months, and I will have gained more than a Bitcoin in earnings. After the fees come out, I still will be above a Bitcoin earnings. So I'm very pleased it works. And if you would like to be a part of that, you could go to ourcryptocurrency.com, and it's right there and sign up. For those of you that are in ourcryptocurrency.com with us, we will have a right after Tando radio show. We will have our Monday call. So looking forward to doing that with you all. Okay, so that is some of those things. So let's check out what's in the news. Today's show is the topic for today, Monday, August the 28th, 2017. As the Harvey catastrophe continues, many unparalleled storms will engulf the U.S. into an end. That's today's show. But before we get into what's in the news, if you're in the Houston or in the region of Houston or we're in the path of Hurricane Harvey, or still in the path, well, it was a hurricane, now it's a tropical storm, but it may even become a hurricane again. If you were in the tropical storm or Hurricane Harvey or in the affected area, and you would like to call into the show, please do that. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Would love to hear from you and to learn what it is. And then not only that, find out what it is that you need, and maybe we can help. And there we're going to talk about that as well. That's going to be the focus of today's show. I want to talk to you all to be thoroughly prepared, because this has so many legs to it that you all need to be prepared for it. It may just be now reconfiguring the overall topography and the overall shoreline of Texas, but it's going to recede a lot of, it's going to cause for a lot of major, major problems for everyone. And this is a part of the setup. A lot is going on, and so we'll get into that. And it's going to be around that. But if you're in the affected area, or you have friends or family that you've spoken to that were in the affected area, please give us a call today. Be a part of it today. Would love to learn and be able to help as much as we possibly can. And I'll talk about that at the top once we get through what's in the news. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article, got this from the National Weather Society. And the last National Weather Society on Saturday evening said that this was a storm like no other. And they, you know, for them, they usually don't go into kind of talk that way. And it is not over yet. It's probably, hopefully it will be over soon. But it's possibly could be only halfway done. So check out the information from the NWS Houston, and they will give you some good information as to what's going on there. Next article, got this from Bloomberg. Hurricane Harvey shuts two of the largest U.S. ports. Hurricane Harvey has shut the second largest U.S. port, Houston, and the sixth Corpus Christi combined. They handle 319 million tons of goods, or about 14% of the shipping that passes through the nation's port in 2014. That is huge. Many, many things is going on here, and we're going to try to touch on some of that. Also, we got NOAA weather for the Houston, Galveston area, and that overall affect the region. Check out that there. Also, I posted this article from Bloomberg. No president in the U.S. leads to $53 billion fund set to sell stocks. A leadership vacuum in the world's biggest economy. That's not true. Let me rephrase this. Let me fix this. The leadership vacuum in what used to formerly be the world's biggest economy has driven the largest private sector pension fund in Finland to cut weight of its U.S. stocks in its 45 billion euro or 53 billion U.S. dollar portfolio. And it says, it seems as if there is no president in the U.S. The chief executive officer of Valmer Mutual Pension Insurance Company said in an interview in Helsinki on Wednesday. Check out that article. Next article, this comes from the South China Morning Post. India withdraws troops from the disputed border zone. China said India had pulled its troops from the Chinese side of the disputed Himalayan borders area on Monday afternoon after a month-long standoff, which is good, and this is bad for the U.S., but in the U.S., because India is probably going to be one of the U.S.'s last allies that before they abandon them, and they will do it as well. So check out that article and see how everything is starting to fold out. Next article also got from South China Morning Post, the coming collapse of mainland Ponzi scheme economy. And they're talking about China's very, very important as to what's going on in the world. Next article, this one comes from Cointelegraph. Vietnamese Prime Minister approves plan to authorize Bitcoin as a form of payment for 2018. So this whole thing is taking off and is only going to grow. This is a very, 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 very important critical article. And this one comes from the People, and it's the enpeople.cn, which is a Chinese official publication. China has three Trump cards to counter Trump. Administration trade probe. And what do they say that they're going to do? What is it? Why is this so important? They're speaking about selling their assets. Here we go. China could take three countermeasures against the recent Section 301 investigation initiated by the U.S. government, experts said. China, with growing trade factors between the two large economies, the spokeswoman of China's Ministry of Commerce made a strong response on Monday, saying China strongly opposes unilateral and trade protectivism acts conducted by the U.S. and will take all appropriate measures to safeguard its legitimate interests. And let me just put it this way. If we were in an adult room with all adults there, I said, this is the old shoot moment. What are they talking about? They're talking about selling assets. What an assets is a nice way of selling, say, selling U.S. debt. Uh-oh. This is huge. When I say huge, I really mean this is significant, and this could really cause some major, and it will. And I definitely see that they have the idea that they probably will do that. So we will definitely get into that, because it's just that important. Not today, though. But either way, this is very, 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 very significant. And I definitely want you all to read that and to be familiar with this, because this is major. This is the trade wars that go into the shooting wars, because that assets that they're talking about the debt first and foremost. So check out that. And that means your overall quality of life. Very, very important. Next article. While everyone was watching what was going on on Friday in Houston, this is from the Free Thought Project. Congress quietly passes a bill allowing warrantless searches of homes. Only 1% opposed it. A bill that will allow the home to be searched without a warrant was passed with overwhelming support by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by the president. And it happened with no media coverage and very little fanfare. On the surface, the House Joint Resolution 76 looked harmless. Only 5 voted against the bill to allow the government to enter and search private residents in parts of Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. without warrant. Well, let me tell this to the feds. Y'all can say y'all going to do all that y'all want to, but the people, when they get tired of you and you thinking that you are more than what you are, the people will show you that you're small and insignificant. That's the movement of sovereignty. Doesn't matter what laws they pass. They have no moral high ground. Write all you want. Disobedience is sovereignty. So write on. Take it how far ever you want to take it. But once you step up to the plate, you'll meet a different beast. And that beast is one that is hungry and determined to remain sovereign, self-determined, and without interference from peons or those that give peons their orders. We are going to be moving in a very, very defined direction, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you've been preparing for it. I know you're ready for it. There's nothing that you need to fear. It's only actions that you need to take. So we will definitely get into that at the appropriate time. Now is not it. Next article. This one comes from the National Interest. China is weaponizing the waters. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Yonhap News, which is a South Korean publication. The fourth LD, North Korea fires three ballistic missiles into the East Sea, and that happened on Friday. And then this one comes from Fox, Lying Like a Fox News. This one says North Korea missile test didn't fail. The U.S. military said it had to revise its report. Next article, and this is one I was meaning to actually post, and I'm glad my man Roz posted this one. And this one is says that Trump reverses Obama era limits on police obtaining military gear. And Roz put, one good thing Trump has done. So he reversed the military engagement. But let me tell you, in my opinion, why that was. That's a temporary facade for what they're going to do, and is going to be even more expansive. So this is how you cover your bases for doing the warrantless searches. You say, oh, this is so much stuff. But yeah, good article, Raj. That's one I wanted to post as well. But check that out. Next article, my man Raj posted this one from the metro.co.uk, which is a British publication. There's something very hard heading toward Uranus, scientists believe. Scientists have long suspected that if there is something very, very hard near Uranus, rains of solid diamonds, to be precise. So check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from AP News, Germany. Nurse believes to have killed at least 48 patients. 84 patients. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this from The Time. Florida's textbooks are a new battleground in America's fights over facts. America has never been about facts. America itself is fictional in nature. Doesn't really exist. It only exists because we give energy to it. So, just wanted to say that. Think about that for a little while. All right, next one. Almost the last one. Raj got this one from the New York Times. Houston's hospitals treating storm victims and becomes victims themselves. Check out that article. Very, very thanks for posting that one, Roz. Next one, this comes from investing.com. Gold prices remain supported on weaker dollar. Yep, that will always happen. So those are the articles that are what's in the news. And we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is, as the Harvey catastrophe continues, many unparalleled storms will engulf the U.S. into an end. Will engulf the United States into an end. And I just want to say that is it's what I'm seeing and what I firmly stand on and prepare for. And I would say for you to prepare for it as well. So, but we will take a look at that. Now, what we will do is that I want to spend special attention, of course, to what's going on in Houston and in the shore areas of Texas, the Gulf area, because I think that this is what we need to do. But I also would say for you all not to keep your watch what's going on around us. Hold on one second. Because distractions have always been a very effective tactic in asymmetrical and confrontational control. So many things are going on. And I would just say this before we get into today's show. If you are in the Houston, Galveston, or Corpus Christi, or area that was affected by the hurricane, tropical storm, the rains and the flooding, we would love to hear from you from the standpoint, of course, first and foremost, what is it that we could do to help you? Also from an educational standpoint, because it's very, very important that we learn, and also to add some future assistance. If, you know, more people know about what's going on, the more that can be helped. And I would just say, I'm going to just say this real quickly, regardless of what people think about different areas. One of, hopefully this will continue to hold up, but one of the good things, if there was any state that was going to really, really take care of their own, is very true. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, even though I know that this is all a coordinated, it ain't no false flag, it's a real flag with false with false connotations and with perceptions. This was designed and created. But one of the things that here is that I truly believe that the people in Texas will definitely take care of, and that is a good thing. But I want to make sure that we can do our part, because there are probably some, well, I know that there are some Black Talk Radio listeners, some Tando Radio Show listeners that are being adversely affected by this storm in some way or some other, somehow. And of course, in the affected areas, we would like to help. And what I would love to do, especially for some of the brothers and sisters that have boats that are relatively close to that area or would like to help out with that, I would love to coordinate with all of you, some of the boat owners. I'm not a good man, the sea is not my spot. No matter how big, if it's not bigger than the bathtub, we got problems for days. But there are some skilled fishermen, have the appropriate electronics, have the sonar to ensure that their boats don't get destroyed, so you're not running into different things. We need to, I would love to continue to, because this event is not over. I don't want any of our people to be put into harm's way. Want to wait until the appropriate time, or if there's individuals that still want to do it anyhow, I understand, I get it, I support you. I would like for us to come together as a community, Black Talk Radio Network community. If you have, or you are interested in, or you have the capabilities to coordinate some of the boating rescues that are needed within Houston, because one of the things that I'm seeing is that I'm seeing only specific areas that I know that are relatively wealthy that are being taken care of. And this is where we can't expect someone else to do anything for you. We have to take it upon ourselves. So if there are you all that have the resources by way of boat and you've been thinking about doing it, I spoke to I have some friends that live in the Houston area, have some friends that have family that are there, and they were telling me about some of the things that they're dealing with, and we want to help as much as we possibly can. Some people are absolutely trapped on an island. They may not be in a flood, but they can't go anywhere. They can't get provisions. They can't do, yes, they should have left, and we know all of these other things, but just because someone wasn't prepared, everyone that didn't, I bet you from now on, they will be thoroughly prepared, because that's what happens. That's what happens. Some people may not have known. That could have happened. Some people may have thought it wasn't going to be that bad. There's an old saying that the fool learns from experience while the wise heeds good instruction. There was good instruction to move. People didn't do it. But that person, these individuals, we still have to do everything that we can, because this is who we are. And those individuals will be a resource in the future because they will be much more aware of how to prepare and why to prepare. So we'd love to coordinate efforts with you all. If you would like to, you have some thoughts and want to participate in that, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And that is what we will do. And if you have anything that you want to express about it, definitely. There are some things that I would, and I want to specifically talk about helping the individuals that are still there if we possibly can. So if you are or you know someone that is and they're able to, their power is on and everything else, then we'd love to hear from them and find out some things. But if you are a bass fisherman or you have a boat, you know, particularly some of the fast fan boats, definitely. If you already have some of the fan boats, you probably are already thinking about going. But we need to establish our own. It's a yo-yo effect, everyone. We're on our own. And it's just a matter of time before it hits. Something hits New York. Something hits L.A. Something hits Atlanta. Something hits here. Something hits there. And the yo-yo effect, when you're on your own, yes, that means you individually, but that also means you collectively as a community. And so many times we always say that they let them just sit out there, when no, we let them sit out there. That's the only one that really matters. Because if you're not, there is no problem. There's only solutions. We have to change the way that we look at things and engage in solutions. There are no problems. There are only solutions. There are events that require solutions. And when those events come up that require solutions, you have to create those solutions. So that's what I would love for us to engage in. If you are in the Texas region, I've actually reached out to a friend of mine that is a semi-pro bass fisherman. Unfortunately, he was already going out of town, but he's going to coordinate when he gets back. And when he gets back, the rain still will be falling. We'll still need to be doing this. He's going to also try to coordinate. He's going to coordinate with some fishermen to go down, but they want to go down, you know, with the right equipment, which they already have, and coordinate some of the rescue efforts. Now, I do not want anyone that goes down to help, even though you're going to put yourself in harm's way. Things are rapidly changing, and the intentions there are growing. And the tensions there are growing. So we have no one in queue on the phone, so I'm just going to say this, and I want to talk about this. Climate change is very, very real. Climate change is very, very real. But the climate change that man is trying to present as being natural is not natural, or the one that they're trying to say that's being presented because of the actions of men is not the fullness. The correct way to say this is that man is changing the climate, not climate change. Is man changing the climate by way of their technology, by way of their transforming weather into a weapon? That's what's happening. That's what I see is happening, and that's what the evidence is to me. I've never, nor have you, ever seen a hurricane due to stinky leg changing in all kinds of crazy directions. and taking out infrastructure as if it was planned, because it was. Yes, there's climate change, but the appropriate way to say is that man is changing the climate. When have you ever seen the high pressure systems trap a hurricane the way they say that this, but really, whose instruments are you reading to tell you what's happening? Are these the instruments that was created by good, sincere people? Or is this instruments created by the institutions that are in place to control the people? We already know the answer. B. So when have you ever seen a hurricane go onto land, stop, stay for a while, become a tropical storm, and then hit reverse? I don't know, they had switches in the eye of the hurricane. They done put carp steering wheels on these hurricanes. They gonna back them up, turn them in all different wild directions, and hit exactly what they wanted to bomb. Water is one of the most destructive forces on this planet. Not only were there hurricanes, but there's the possibility, and there were some tornadoes that were created with it. Hurricane is the perfect weapons. Wait until you get hurricanes in the middle of the country. What? What are you talking about, Dave? Yes. Don't be surprised in the middle of Arizona, in the middle of Utah, all of a sudden they get hurricanes. And they're going to be land hurricanes. And you would say that's not possible. Yes, that's because the system hasn't told you that. But everything that they tell you, you believe. And they're going to tell you that it's because of climate change. And guess what? They're telling you everything they're doing because they got to tell you. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Pretty soon, won't be long now, since they got everybody to believe that a damn hurricane can go in reverse. It can decide to back up. It can turn around. They're going to do land hurricanes. Why? Hurricanes are the perfect weapon and tool of choice to have plausible deniability. Because everyone is struck at the overall destructive power. And what does it do? It is so destructive, but what does it do? It causes people to get so one-sided on everything. And it offers an opportunity that we should be leveraging to where we all of a sudden realize the value of helping each other, and then realize that should be something that we do every day. The system dies on the vine when we do that. But then they're going to give you the conditions to do it under their guidelines, under their conditions, under their rules, with their overall blessings. So all of the Texas National Guard was activated. This storm had produced, they said it was a 500-year storm. Now has the potential to do a 1,000-year storm. It has the potential to do a 1,000,000-year storm. What does that mean? No other time has this weather ever done this before. And I would say, no, I doubt it. It's just that you don't remember, nor do you know, because you weren't here. They've been using this with weather modification for a very long time. Remember, they said, remember, they used to say that people knew how to make it rain, to do a rain dance, and they, nothing new. Just new to us. It's just the newest thing that they taught us in sitting down at our tables of obedience inside of their overall classrooms of destruction. The overall asylum, the sovereignty asylum. And that's what put us in a position to where we just followed right along with everything. So, this storm is very, very significant. Fourth largest city. One of the regions and areas within the country that is the overall economic bloodline. And if you really think about it, Texas and California are extremely significant to the overall economic health of the nation. They both are the bloodline, the blood supply, and New York City is the heart. And this is going to disrupt not only the refineries that are there, but it's also going to disrupt shipping, but it also brings into play the perfect opportunity to continue to have people following their rules, making them relevant again. This is what the system always does. It brings the crisis, it turns into conflict, and the people cry for a solution from the very people that created it. And I think that this is going to bring in some very unpaling, the overall ramifications of this are huge. One, where are all of those people in Houston going to go now, where their homes? Yes, not all of Houston and the surrounding areas of Houston are flooded out, but everything around them is. And because Houston was going through so much growth, and all of that area was going through so much growth, the infrastructure that was built was all new, so it wasn't able to withstand everything, because where did they build? They built on in the swamp areas and in the low grounds and everything else. Here's the major problem. This is going to be the perfect play for the U.S. to go into default. Have you thought about it? That the U.S. can not afford its fourth largest city to go dark, to no longer produce. Where is the production out of that area going to be? Where are the people going to live that need to produce that production? Where? Where and when will the waters recede? And the building will begin. But by time that happens, where are those people going to live until that happens? This wasn't a one-day storm. How many times have you ever seen a hurricane that lasts longer than a day or two? You've never really seen a hurricane last more than a day. Yes, the remnants of it and everything else, but it overall lasted from Friday to now, when it went off, and now it's going off, and it's a tropical storm, and it's moving. Where it's going to go, it may go back out into the Gulf, and I didn't check where it is. But when have you seen this, where this thing could last for a whole week? Do you see what's really happening? And then they're going to say this climate change is so important, and then they're going to have press release about carbon this and carbon that. Why are we buying these lies? You know they're lying because the system is speaking. You know they're lying because the people aren't producing the solution. They have so entrained us to think that we have to have these institutions be the one to teach you, and not even thinking maybe these institutions are on the take. Where are all these people going to go? Where are all of the jobs that were in Houston? What job is going to be open tomorrow? Because this weather is supposed to may possibly be active until Saturday or Sunday. And the overall, I've seen reports and seen things where the water was over 20 feet. They've turned it into Water World. And I don't think that you can just go from being a sand pounder to being a surfer of the waves and have any form of productivity there. Where are all those people going to go? All the people that are being rescued, where are they going to go? And now the reservoirs are being full, so they're going to have control releases of the reservoirs, so the flooding has not even really begun. Multiply that with the rain and then the reservoirs, because if they say if they don't have that, then the overall reservoirs could have critical failure, and then all the water gets drained out at one time. Have we ever thought that this whole thing was always set up? Because it was. And the reason why all these things are set up is because those of us that start to realize the game, many don't realize it, and until the masses of people realize it and decide that they're not going to play these games anymore, there's going to be all kinds of different hurricanes that will be coming. All kinds of different forms. And it's only going to be a tool of our demise. So the ramifications on this is great. And I would say this. I don't think it was a coincidence. David, coincidence, that's not a word. Yes, it is. If I said it and you understand me, it is. So, one second.
Hey, Dave, you there?
Sorry about that, everyone. So,
hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, man, no matter what the origin of this storm is from, this is what I had in mind when I asked Sister Cece to find a prepper who would be interested in having a program on Black Talk Radio, because we had to be prepared for these things. And so I just want to stress to people just how important that I find Tando Radio Show to be in informing us on how to prepare. For example, like, I was watching TV the other day, and this Allstate commercial comes on, and it's a black family, and they just got hit by a storm and lost power, and they said they had tons of food and all the food went bad. And so Allstate is going to even cover the cost of their food. But I'm thinking, dog, didn't y'all have a generator to keep your food good and what have you? So, again, like you said, Dave, like you say from time to time, never scared, always prepared.
Man, Scotty, and we, you know, that's who and what we are. That's what we have to do, and that's what this whole platform was, because now it's that time, and we can see the overall relevance of it. And I'm going to just say this, and then we're going to get into some of the things and trying to give some advice to people and want to hear from you all. It was no coincidence that Arpaio was pardoned on Friday. Let me tell you why. They talked about, and I want you to just think about it, in my opinion, and this all goes into play of what's happening right now. Generally, celebrity figurehead, CEO presidents, corporation presidents, give pardons when they're about to leave office. Right? That's the general term, right? Celebrity figurehead Trump knows he's about to leave office. And in leaving office, going to do that. Why is that so significant? Because things are going to unravel, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to be prepared for it. What better way to get infrastructure out everywhere and in place? And what's going to happen here is the overall effects of this are so great. The U.S. can't afford for the fourth largest city to go bankrupt. Can't afford. And this is the overall plausible deniability that's going to turn into a very keen threat. This is one of the tools that you start to see tightening. You've been seeing it, everything that's going on, because this is going to play into it. There's going to be more than enough gas shortages from this. The potential for that is so great. The event is already here. If it doesn't happen, cool. But if it does happen and they catch you slipping, it will be brutal. It will be brutal. So, the overall climate change is being changed by man, and it's for a reason. We already have now a trade war about to establish, full-fledged trade war about to establish with China, and they're about to drop assets. What assets does China have that the U.S. have that China could drop? It's debt. That debt has been considered a commodity in a golden seal approval that you will be paid for a little while now, but is no longer being accepted globally now. Because once China drops it, and everybody says, well, China can't afford to drop it. No. China has resources. The U.S. can't afford for it to be dropped. The world is moving towards China and away from the U.S. This is going to be very interesting. And we truly, sincerely want you to be prepared. We're going to go into our commercial break. When we come out of that, we want to talk about some of the things in Harvey. If you have any questions or comments, some of the things that you've seen, if you're in the affected area, you would like to let us know, definitely please call us 866-510-9025. If you would like to also help coordinate and be a part of putting together a volunteer that is going to go into the community and to actually get people out of harm's way, because I've seen a lot of people that are being, that are, it's in the different news agencies, but I very rarely have seen, I didn't see, I'm not saying that that's the case or anything else, but I know some of the poor, less affluent areas didn't look like it was being serviced. I don't know, that could be, but I just know that that generally is always the case, but that no longer have to be the case, because we should be, it's one of the reasons why we put RDP together, to grow into that. We should be our own just-in-time delivery system, and our overall, your yo-yo effect when you're on your own, you know, assured that you, because you've established this is more important than so many things that we give too much attention to. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back and further the show. If you'd like to get in on the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I'll see you in queue. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'd love to hear from you all, because we need to. What up to my man, Big T? What up, T? Thank you, brother. And all of you that reached out to me to make sure that we were fine. Man, Big Russ, everyone that said, hey, Dave, what we need to do, well, I'll come get you myself. Totally appreciate, and I would likewise do for you. I sincerely, my man Roz was calling me last night, and so Roz, thank you, brother Bragg, thank you, everyone, just Kathy, thank you, and all everyone else that reached out, and my man Robert, thank you all, everyone, just sincerely appreciate you all. But there are other people that definitely will need our help. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Would love to hear from that. My man, got you, Mario. Yes. Yes. Agree. We got to talk about it and be real about it all. So these are the things that we need to be doing. So where should we go on this one? If you have some things that you saw, and some things I definitely would say that are very, very important. One, you always have to know where you are at all times in life, and aware of your overall surroundings. There were some people that said that they were unaware that the storm was coming, and I want to say that for this reason. I understand that maybe some people that may not engage in certain things. They don't have, you know, they don't watch TV anymore. They don't do this and they do that. That's very, very, very true. That's capable. But then there are some people that do, and we do some crazy things. We're giving too much. We're some of our leisure and our entertainment interest is killing us. It's killing us, not just because Harvey may come once every 1,000 years, every 500 years, every 1,000,000 years, but it's killing us because we are doing things that are detrimental to our overall direction. I saw on the news where a person was carrying out their TV. It wasn't just one person. It was 7 people, I counted, on different things, that was carrying a gone TV. What does that tell me? Wow. I got to give it to the system. they've been very, very thorough in their approach to perpetuate the seed of ignorance in me, in you, and in us. And I know shock has a way it plays on people. But see, the system teaches you to always be scared. Right? So we got to break that overall mental cycle. We got to break that illness, that cold. Because that's what it is. It's mental illness. It's imbalance. We're mentally imbalanced. We got to get structured. So my man Scotty is there. And give Scotty a chance to sound off. Go ahead, Scotty.
Dave, I just got a message from a friend that Texas just changed their laws pertaining to insurance claims. Let me pull that back up. I don't know if you're aware of this, Dave, but they just shared it.
No.
So I want to share it too. They said
no. I don't think it was a coincidence that we had this conversation about insurance. And remember, L.A. Ramon had talked about the time it took from just that small area. There is no insurance.
This is from Kimberly. She says, for my friends who will need to make a claim, the citizens of Texas are about to have a rude awakening when they find out about the insurance law the Texas legislature recently enacted, which will make it much more difficult for our citizens to hold their insurance companies accountable when they delay or deny claims after the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The law becomes effective on September the 1st, 2017. To take advantage of current Texas insurance law protecting property owners with regard to damage claims resulting from Hurricane Harvey, policyholders should send a written message or email directly to their insurance company that 1. Specifically references their claim and 2. Is dated before September the 1st, 2017. Telephone messages will not suffice to give in written notice. So you can't do telephone in place of a written notice. She says, keep a hard copy of what is sent, and if possible, do by certified mail with return receipt. Okay, so yeah, that's what she wanted to share.
Oh my gosh, Scotty. Let's go through that, how that would work. Send them certified mail when the post office is underwater. By September the 1st, 1 week after Harvey hit. You think that the system didn't know this was coming? You think that the system wasn't given the overall heads up that it was coming, and then the system gave the heads up to certain corporations that this was coming, so that they did what? They dutifully protected themselves. You see these scams, it ain't just here, ladies and gentlemen, it's in every single thing that we do with the system. The only thing that's not a scam is when you have moral individuals decide to get together and do things correctly. Did you hear what Scotty read? Thank you, Kim. Did you hear that? But it was just a coincidence. That's conspiracy theory. That's why those that say that never know what to do when something happens. They beg and plead because they have no overall ability to stand on their own. They rely on the system, and that makes you weak, makes you corruptible, makes you foul, makes you vulnerable, and makes you the perfect victim. Wow. We know that there is no, they're going to promise all of this, everything else. But watch, what did FEMA say? For FEMA region number 6, we will be in FEMA region number 6 for years to come. How long do you think that it will take for Houston to rebound from this? I would say 25 years from now, if the system is still deciding, it still will not have recovered. So, very, very real. Thank you, Scotty, for reading that, Kim. Thank you for sending that, for the Kim that sent that. Thank you. Oh, I know. I wanted to also say this is, in, you know, excuse me for being scatterbrained here, real quick. I just want to tell you all, I had the opportunity to talk to on Thursday, Dewanye Hickerson. So, was thank you, Kim M. for that, and we're going to continue that campaign once things get more settled, because some of the team is actually in Houston, and some are in and may have to prepare to, because of how the storm turns out, where it goes, they may be in the way of that as well. So we didn't forget, we just had to adjust and to respond to the immediate threat. So, just wanted to let you all know that. Wow, what Scotty read was phenomenal, but not anything new. Who should be your insurance policy, Tando Radio Show listeners, Black Talk Radio Network listeners? Who should be your insurance? Who should you? You should have insurance and assurances, and they all have to come from you. They all should have to and come from you. Insurance policies only work when there's only one little instant, one little incident. Now, they're going to say that this is a natural disaster and everything else. Yes, they're going to say that. But did you hear what they say? We don't build the wall, we'll shut down the government. Do you get what's going on here? Then the debt ceiling is going to come up. How are they going to be able to create the overall necessary funds to efficiently rebuild Houston from a 1,000-year rain, from a 1,000-year storm that could be a 1,000,000-year storm? Where is it going to come from? It's the perfect setup. Now you see where I meant by the untied states of America. I wasn't really sure actually how they were going to do it. I just knew that their signals were that it's in play and it's going to be done, and they started to act on it. And it's rapidly unfolding. How is this rapidly unfolding? Well, the U.S. is now totally destabilized economically. Completely. Just that quick. If you know how many oil refineries that are in that area. So what is the oil companies going to do? They're going to take advantage of what? Let no good catastrophe go to waste. The overall economic impact on this with oil, what do you think is going to be? Huge. It's going to be problem after problem. The damage was far worse than what we thought. There were so many offline. It's going to take us so while. Here's the problem. All of the workers were flooded out. They had no place to. It's going to come with, it's going to be deep. That's the overall vulnerability that everyone here is at right now. The overall shipping lanes will be drastically affected. Now, those ports are going to be offline for how long? Who knows? As long as they want them to be offline, because they have the perfect excuse to say what? The damage was far beyond what we saw. It was a 500-year flood. So what does that mean for you outside? We'll get to that. But what I want to do is I want to spend some time for those that may be listening that are in the area. Many people are trapped. Many, many, many people are trapped. And that number is only going to increase as the duration of things go on. Here's a major problem. Many people are stuck on islands. They can't get anywhere. They can't get anywhere. They're going to have, and the storm is not over. It's going to continue to happen the rest of the week. If you happen to stay and your home didn't get flooded, great. Hope you had provisions to be able to withstand what's going to happen. And let me tell you, right after the rain stops, here comes storm number two, being the heat. No air condition in that area for certain areas, but the water. And what will people do when they get desperate? That water is so polluted with so many toxins from the oil, from cars, from the gas, from just the disruptions of the storm blowing the toxic. What will people do? This is very, very dangerous because of the overall cholera outbreak that can now happen there. I don't even really want to go into so much of the things. But it's a major city that's submerged to its waist. And even further, if you are there, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I want you to really think. Because the situations that you're in are going to require your overall thoughtfulness. Remember, people will go from, we are in the very early stages, people will go from civilized to feral quickly. If this is prolonged, what will people do when they get desperate? There are so many variables that this situation is real. This is real. This is not a hypothetical situation about something that could happen. And I don't want to say any more other than you have to be able to think clearly and start thinking long term. You have to have a plan, that an immediate plan, a intermediate plan, and a long term plan. You have to establish some short term goals, some goals that are going to be lasting a week or two. You need to establish the immediate, always deal with whatever the immediate threat is first. Once you get through that, then you start to move backwards into planning how you're going to, everything you do has to be for a reason now, if you're in the affected area and you're hearing. Yes, try to seek rescue and everything else. Even in that, pay attention now to everything and have a plan. For those of you that said that you were going to endure, and that everything was going to be all right. Now you see the importance of preparing yourself thought-wise and resource-wise. You have to now become a prepper in the position that you're in right now. It's never too late. It's always a good time to be a prepper. It's always the appropriate thing to be. You will have to be that now, regardless of what the situation is. Even if you've already been so-called rescued, it ain't over yet. This is going to be a marathon. And for those that are trapped in islands, they're trapped, they can't get away from the area they are because of the flooding and in the waters. You're going to have to really think. You're going to have to be resourceful, because the water may not recede in the next 7 days. And there are some critical things that you have to do within that 7-day period, especially in Texas with the humidity and the heat that could possibly come. You're going to have to be able to get to potable water. How do you do that? That determines on where you are. There is no easy answers. You're going to have to adapt to the environment that you're in. So, got a caller in queue. Definitely want to go to him. Then we're going to get back into some of the things I will say, some of the things that I think you should be thinking about and doing. Because I don't know all of the circumstances that are there, but this is for those that, even for those that may not be in that affected area, this is why it's so important to be prepared. Because once, if you don't know what's coming before it comes, if you don't know, if you don't see something coming before it comes, you won't know what to do once it comes. That was made very, very apparent here by some people. We should be learning from that. We got a caller that's in queue. Welcome, Jerry, to Tando Radio Show.
This is not
What's your
club.
Question and comment, brother?
This is a tomato trap.
Hey,
from
first and
farm
foremost,
to table
how y'all, brother Dawn? Sorry about the background noise.
Jay.
I'm out and about, but I thought this was very important that I mention this. With everything that's going on, the hazards that everybody is facing, we always, especially, even before I met you, but especially after I met you, I've always known that there's some type of, no pun intended, silver lining in any type of rescue situation or in any type of disastrous situation that you may be in. Now, I was wondering if you was going to go across some of the have and have nots. What I mean is not the people who are affluent or what have you, but things that people need to be looking for when these type of things are happening, whether they are, you got all of this flooding, people trying to get water. There's people that's going to get water. There's people that's going to get food. But also, you still have, I always like to bring this up, the ammunition and the machines that use those ammunitions, different type of tools that you will run across, because, regardless if anybody wants to admit it, there's a lot of, depending on the color of the skin you have, you could be either looting or you could be surviving. So, in this particular instance, yes, you are right. But what I mean is when it's being reported, it's depending on the color of your skin.
No, I know what you're saying, yeah.
But yeah, so you could be looting or you could be surviving. So are you looting and or surviving for the right things? Firearms, ammunition, fire starters, something as simple, well, it's not simple, but most people, especially during the flood, probably are not thinking about this, because I've talked to Katrina victims, and they looted for a lot of stuff, looted or surviving. Like I said, they're interchangeable because it only depends on the color of your skin. the way they determine what which one of those you are. But boats, you know, LeJohn boats, instead of going to get a whole bunch of milk and stuff that was spoiled in a couple of days, boats, if you would go and free yourself from your predicament by having taken a boat off of something, somebody, some store, or what have you, to be able to maneuver around. All of these type of things that we never pay no attention to in a crisis, but are very, very supplemental to our survival. So I was just wondering if you was going to speak on that particular instance, because we have been demonized as far as going to get stuff to help us maintain our survival. But even if people don't listen to that, they hardly ever go get the things that are actually a necessity, but only things that they may have wanted beforehand. So I just wanted to bring that up and see what your thoughts on that was.
Yeah, great point, Jerry, because yes, and I think it's, see, in this situation, timing is of the essence. One, you have to get out of, first thing you always have to do is you got to get out of the shock. I can't believe this is happening. Well, you don't have to believe it's happening. It's still going to happen. Because when you stay in that period of shock, you become what? Paralyzed. You do nothing. And prices and critical time is very important. What you did, if you are stuck now, what you're doing and what you did on Saturday and Sunday, at every opportunity that you should have been able to do something without the weather affecting you, you should have been something. It's very difficult to say what you should be getting because everyone's conditions is completely different. But some of the things that you're going to need above and beyond everything else, you're going to have to try to find access to potable water. That is the most important thing right now. Outside of not, you know, of course, but that's the resource. The number one resource that you have to acquire is potable water. Of course, if you can get to safety, that's priority number one. But priority number two, if you're stuck right now, you have to be thinking about water before you get thirsty. You have got to be thinking about that. One of the bad things about flooding is this, is that it nullifies everything that you've had. It is a very, very difficult obstacle to deal with. Number one, you got to get water. Number two, you have to get food. Number three, you got to get out. You have got to get out. And what I mean by you have to get out, you have to start thinking about how are you going to. With so many variables, some people may be stranded, but they're stranded in the area that they're going to eventually get help because they've seen boats coming in and they've talked to the people on the boats and that person knows that you're there and the likelihood of them coming back and you made that you coming back for me, right? For whatever reason, that person knows. And then you have other boats and everything else. But you can't wait on anyone. You're going to have to be able to judge. You're going to have to be able to determine, is this something that we wait on and be patient on, or is this something that we be proactive on? I'm always of the approach that I always rely on myself. Because the last time I checked, I was born by myself, I live by myself, and I make the great transformation by myself. Yes, you need help. And the first help that you need is what the great creator in giving you, and that was your overall talents and abilities. You've got to develop. So water, food. Number two, as the number three, you're going to have to stay out of the water. You have got to stay dry. You have got to stay out of the water. Don't just walk in the water because it's there. You have got to stay dry. because the longer you, if you stay in that for a while, that water becomes so septic. So that is many variables. If you are in a flooded house, if you get in the house and you haven't got flooding, but you see the water is coming, you need to prepare to get to high ground. High ground means even on your roof, but you got to prepare your roof to be going. There were some people that said that they were stuck in their roof and they didn't know what to do because they didn't know that they need to cut through their roof. This is why it's so important. You got to see things coming before it comes, because if you don't see something coming before it comes, you won't know what to do when it does come. There's not one Tando Radio Show listener that would have not already thought about, yo, we need to cut through this roof. We couldn't get out, but we need to be ready. You see flooding around you, and you know that it's major and everything else. You know that the only high ground that you may have is your roof. And if at all possible, sometimes the safest way to get to your roof is through your house, not going outside, waiting till the water rises, and then you getting up on your roof. Another thing that's very, very important. Immediately, every day, if you want to be visible, you want to get on your roof so that you can signal rescue. What do you signal rescue with? Pots, pans, signs. These are the things that you need to know to do. If you have a mirror, you start seeing a helicopter or anything around it, you start flashing that the sunlight or whatever you can, if you have sunlight, towards that overall helicopter. If not, bright object that you move back and forth. Hold on one sec. A bright object that you move back and forth. You have to do that at the appropriate time instead of going out and looking at all the water, staring at the water. You have to be working. Go ahead, Jerry.
I wanted to say, because you mentioned the water being septic and not to get in it. Not saying that nobody on here doesn't know what that means, but I have run across a lot of our brothers and sisters who don't understand the meaning of septic water and what it can do. Even though that water may be nasty, they walk through it and think that it's okay. We always have to remember that our skin is the biggest organ on our body, and that it absorbs all of that waste that is in that septic water. And that's a way to get us sick to where we can't do any of those things. So when we talk about this, I always like to bring that up. That way they know the reason why they shouldn't get into that water instead of just hearing it and not understanding the consequences if you do get into that water.
Exactly, Jerry, and that's so, so important. That water is completely polluted and is going, it can make you, and it will over time make you sick. And above and beyond, it actually introduces the cholera. And you don't want to get that. You don't want to get that. So yes, Jerry, thank you for this is what is so important. This is why we have what we have. Septic water means that it's polluted. You don't want to go into that with a cut. You don't want to go that within your bare skin. You don't want to go into that even if you have don't have the appropriate waterproof gear. Stay out of the water. Stay out of the water. Okay, so very important. Then we'll go to Scotty real quick. You should, every moment that you have an opportunity, you have to make yourself, you have to increase the likelihood of you being rescued. And you want to do it from below and above. If you have groups of people, you have people out that they can look for rescue by boat. And then somebody has to get on the roof and establish and look for rescue. For that, You use everything, spray paint. You use paint that you have. You use chalk if you have it. You know, you use whatever it is that you can actually create. You use a blanket, because something like that. If you don't have anything that you can flag a helicopter down with, what a helicopter does is that it go in looking down, it's difficult to see everything, so you have to make yourself, you have to distinguish yourself from the overall terrain and the environment. If you have, one of the things that you could do, grab a sheet, a pink sheet, a colorful sheet, and put it on the roof. The pilot the likelihood of the pilot and the spotter and the co-pilot, and if they have a spotter on or just, you know, some, the likelihood of them seeing that is going to increase your chances. That's what you need to be working to get rescued. Time is crucial. So let me go to my man Scotty real quick. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, no, I was just unmuting for the break.
Oh, that's right. Roz, hold on real quick. Jerry, hold on real quick. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you would like to add, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we're going to talk about how this, what can happen during the prolong, what you need to do in the prolong parts of this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and we have a couple of callers in queue. Definitely want to go to them. And the thing is that I want you to really think, Houston is a huge city. Don't know how many people could be in the city and how many people are trapped. They could have been in high rises and now they're trapped. You got to be thinking. So we got a couple of callers. We got my man Roz, and we got Brother Davis. We're going to go back to them. And then my man Jerry, of course, if you wanted to jump back in or anyone else, would love to hear from you all. Let's go to Roz now. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Hey, peace and love to you, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty, Brother Davis.
Much love.
And my big partner, Jenna. Yes, I'm glad you're okay. And I was thinking what you were talking about in regards to being seen. If anyone has Mylar, you can use it to keep warm, but you also can use it to signal because it's reflective. If you have foil, you can use foil in a similar way. If the sun's out or if there's light that you can reflect, or, you know, to shine up at a helicopter or at some sort of a flying vehicle. If they have a rescue vehicle out there, then you might be able to use foil in a similar manner. Something else, I was thinking about the importance of silver. You talking about that. You can try and preserve some of your goods. If you have, like, juice or milk and you have a silver coin, you can put it in there, and that'll stop fungus from forming in the milk or stop fungus from forming in the juice. If you have colloidal silver in the liquid form, you can spray it on your food, and that'll stop fungus from forming on your food. So these are just things.
Get it in your body as well now. Right.
Yes. Yeah, you can use it on your body, absolutely. If you don't have access to clean water to clean your hands and you have colloidal silver, you can run that over your hands and wash your hands with it. Your hands will be pristine afterwards. I was just trying to think of some things. Definitely. You know, the liquid you can spray on foods. If you have food that you were able to take with you and you're not sure how long it'll last out of the fridge, spray it down with some colloidal silver. That'll stop any sort of fungus from growing on it at least for a few days. Maybe you can, that can extend your ability to survive until you're able to get rescued. Geez, I'm just thinking so much stuff is running through my head right now. I hope
that's
no one
the whole
has
thing,
any,
Roz, is where Roz is. The key is you're thinking. You got to think, and the more you know, the more tools you can have. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone is injured, you want to get your hands on cayenne pepper. If you have any around, you can use that to stop bleeding as well as facilitate the healing process. Again, you can add colloidal silver to prevent infection. Cayenne pepper itself is also good for preventing infection too, but the colloidal silver will definitely kill anything that's in there. So I wanted to just toss that out because, you know, I'm sure somebody might have gotten into an accident trying to save themselves or rescue someone. So if you're stuck and you do have access to that, then at least you can stop the bleeding and, you know, to hopefully apply a tourniquet until you get some emergency assistance. For now, I'm going to mute my line because I think Brother David's going to probably come with something really good. I know I was thinking about shungite as well. I don't know how many people that are a part of the show that do have shungite. You can use that to purify your water. As far as cleaning the water and purifying it, I think it's over a period of 3 days that it has to sit in the water to completely be assured of it being clean. But you can definitely do that too. And hopefully whoever is out there, I hope you get the assistance you need. I'm going to mute myself and see if I can think of anything
else. And Raz, hold on real quick. And it's, sure. This is so, so important. Water is so, so important. If you're in an area that's an island and it hasn't been, you know, the water has not risen over there, one of the things you always have to think about is water purification. If you can make a gravity fed filter where you layer sand, pebbles, coal, rocks, a gravity fed, that will be enough to where you can actually increase your overall likelihood and increase your overall potable water, meaning water that you can drink. And you have to distinguish water, drinkable water, from non-drinkable water. And then also the colloidal silver, you want to start to ingest that now, drops under your tongue to strengthen your immune system, because that is water is so, so important, because food you can really find. A lot of the homes are flooded. Well, if it comes to it, if you had to go into a home that was flooded, you know, if you can get in there safely, what can you find that's probably going to be in there? You're probably going to find food, but you're probably not going to find, you may find water. So thinking is so, so important. Well said, Roz, and very, very important. So let's go to Brother Davis real quick. And then if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call after Brother Davis. I would love to hear from you. Brother Davis, go ahead.
Okay, my brother, listen, I apologize intentionally because I had no idea. I watched no TV or radio while I was down. And my wife informed me of this as we jumped into the truck this morning. So literally there's not much we could do. But let me say this, because we have connected with Tando Radio, you have to be mentally prepared for what you're going through. The sad part about it is not everybody can go through it with you. So let me give you some things that might help. In reference to water, every toilet in your house has a tank. Get the water out the tank. If you can, boil it first. The whole thing is you want to get some things that you can get to your advantage. And if you have access to other people's houses, don't overlook their tanks if they're available. The sad part about it is that when you're dealing with water, sometimes it's not so much that the water is available as much as the quality of the water. And remember this, whatever you do, ration.
Yeah, because most important thing that was said.
Literally, you should be collaborating with everybody within your ability to connect with and pool your resources, because together you can have a greater chance than individual if you are not prepared. If you find one individual that is prepared, hope that he's sympathetic enough with his knowledge to be able to help the group. But listen, remember, your primary is you. And I point that out because don't give away what you're going to wish you had. Or don't inform people about what you're going to wish you had not informed them. Because literally, the mindset changes. You are prepared mentally because, really, we've been discussing, this is a possibility. Not the exact circumstance, but the whole concept of being prepared for an emergency. Okay, so prepare your mind to rise. Here's my wife.
Peace and blessings, everyone. And I also want to add that for the area of the nation that the hurricane or the weather is going to be bad, if you know the weather is going to be coming to your area near you, go ahead and start filling up some bottles and some buckets and some pots and pans. If you got three bathrooms with three tubs, you should have them filled up. Just be cautious about children young children that could drown, you know, fall into the tub, you know, unsupervised. But if you know that this storm is coming your way, if it doesn't come, you can always drain all those. But if it does come, you need to be prepared. You could also refill your bottled water container. Just because they all sit down there in the trash don't mean they can't have tap water in them for not necessarily to drink, but at least to worship and clean with. So if this storm is heading your way, or you think it might, now's the time to prepare, fill up those bathtubs and other water sources.
Another thing, keep in mind this, that every disaster has an end, and that's what you got to work to get to. Sometimes you may think you're in a situation that you cannot maintain the mental stability for, but remember what I always said, we prepare ourselves to be able to believe we can achieve the impossible. And if that circumstance is arrived, rise. Whatever we can do on our end, we're going to pour and take whatever resources that are available to us. We're trying not to fall for anybody, because there's going to be a lot of people out here making money off
of it. Right, Brother Davis. Yes, Brother Davis, right.
Put our resources together with whatever people have the connections to get them to the areas of need is what we're focusing on. So listen, y'all be blessed. If I could help, give me a call. If you got
without a doubt, Brother Davis.
Yeah, if you got a source in that area that knows what churches are helping them, contact me so that we can be able to turn areas, churches on our areas to send stuff to the church in that area. Listen, I'm going to
jump in. Okay, Brother Davis, love you, love you and Sister Davis so much, and we'll catch up. Now, great, great points. I want to just add this, and then we'll go to Scotty real quick. If you do, if your island, you want to be able to scope your island out as to what resources are available. You got to look. If you have a sporting good place that's in your, man, that is a gold mine. One of the first things that you should be looking for, of course, is a boat or a canoe or whatever. Make sure you know your directions. Get a compass. Don't rely on what you used to, especially, you know, the streets. Make sure you go in the right directions, but go at the right time, the currents and everything else. Then you grab the first place that you go for is you go for a water filtration system. If that sporting goods place has a water filtration, if they have in their camping sections, water purifiers and things of water filtration, that's the first place you go. You get that first, then food, and if they have the other necessary, you move from there. Get what it is that you can get, and definitely. Now, if they have, and you go to a place and you find something that has a Katadyn. Ceramic micro combo filter that will be able to take anything out of the water, the flood water. You'll be able to drink that with that Katadyn. But even with that, try to choose a more potable area to get the water from, meaning try to get something that's been filtered through. Man, it's so many things. If you get into a house, filters, coffee filters are so important in building your overall water filtration or your drip filter. Coffee filters, you can use that to help you to purify the water and everything else. So let me get to Scotty, then we're going to get out of here. Go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, Dave. Well, Brother Davis mentioned churches and working with the churches and finding out which churches. And I had saw this story about Joel Osteen, whose big, giant, mega church is apparently based in Houston. And people were going after him on social media saying that, you know, they didn't do anything to help the people of Houston and that they were among some of those wealthy people and their pets that were evacuated from the start. And so I will say this, and I don't mean this to dog anybody's religion. Y'all know I don't engage in that. I am a spiritual person, but I don't feel like it's necessary for me to be on here talking about what my spiritual beliefs are. But I went to church mostly all of my life. I participated in organized religion. I was brought up that way, and it has some benefits. But I'm just saying, let's say you go to a church and You've been giving money to this church all your life. Who knows how many thousands of dollars that might add up to. And this is one of the things that the churches should be prepared for, is for right. disasters. And if they, and I mean, not just waiting for it to happen, but I think that churches, mosques, or any kind of civic organizations that have a membership and they come to the building on a regular basis, they should be having exercises just like we had in the military. Yes. You know, you practice these sort of things. And so, you know, if you're a pastor out there and you're listening to Black Talk Radio, you know, possibly this preparation, making your church a prepper group might be in the best yes. interest for everybody that's part of your organization.
Well said, Scotty. Yes. Now, there is, and I know Brother Davis was speaking about the reliable ones that are there for the true meaning. Now, one organization that I will definitely support, I would have no problem supporting, and there's one major one that is very popular that I wouldn't support. I would the actual Salvation Army, I would definitely support. They about their business. They do a lot of great work. If I was in a crisis situation, I would go towards them than the other big ones, because they are exploiters. I would go towards the Salvation Army. It's just like when it comes to the rescuing in this type of case, you hope the Coast Guard is there, because the Coast Guard don't care where people are. They going to get them.
And look, Dave, and let's not forget the track record of the Red Cross in Haiti.
Oh, that's why I wouldn't, exactly, Scotty said it, exactly. No way in the world, do not, Salvation Army, yes, Coast Guard, yes, because they're sincere, the Coast Guard is sincere in their mission, and that's who you want to attract, and that organization knows how to do it, and they're experts at this. So, hey, everyone, so much to do, and these are things that we need to be ready for. And we're going to try to, I'm going to try to get, there's a specific black fishermen's group that one of my buddies, Zimmer Lee Town, he's going to come back right away. So I'll let you all know. It won't be so, and I'll let you know, I doubt it's going to be any kind of cash support or anything else. So listen, okay. Y'all, come. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Roz. We got 1 minute. Go ahead, Roz.
Okay, no problem. Just quickly, when Brother Davis was talking about potentially using the tank water out of the toilet, if you can find a copper container of any type, if you have water like toilet water or something like that, you can sit it in a copper container for at least 24 hours, and it'll purify the water as far as killing any right. diseases or any germs that are in the water. So if you can find copper, that's cool. If you need to store water, metal containers are good too, because they do not, as far as like those water jugs, the steel ones, rather than plastic, because plastic holds germs, the steel will actually not allow germs to fester in your water and make the water go bad. So I just wanted to toss that out there too. Thank you.
Well said, well said. Okay, Melanated Root is coming up right after Tando Radio Show, so we got to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out of here. We'll talk to you all soon. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Mosley didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.